It's time to call the fire department. Preventatively. Because we're about to create lots of sparks today. Some would even say it glows. Celebrating our legend, Billy Jim William, the Music Man himself, Bill Gaither at 90. That's a lot of candles, and boy, does he ever love starting a fire. We're starting the party now on Homecoming Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to a birthday celebration of William James Gaither. We couldn't fit all his friends in one room, but we have some bright lights and smiles sitting here. I'm Daniel Britton. Let me introduce them to you. They are Woody Wright.
Hey, friends.
Hey, Woody.
Pat Barker.
Hello.
Gene McDonald.
Happy birthday.
Tori Taff.
Happy birthday.
Mark Bishop. Kevin Williams.
Hey, what's happening?
Lauren Talley.
Hello.
Bill would say his better side. At his side, Gloria Gaither.
Yay! Happy.
And, of course, now with a brand new title behind his name, welcome our favorite nonagenarian birthday boy.
Yeah.
Say it with me.
Bill Gaither.
Nonagenarian. It is getting hot in here. You better blow those candles out, man. I'm not sure we filed all the permits, you know. This is not a recreational fire, okay? You understand this?
Since COVID, I do not blow candles out anymore.
We appreciate that.
Or any cake. He won't eat cake from people who do.
That he's forgiven me, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna think about the things I know will lift me up, like hope
and peace
and truth and love and simple honesty.
I'm gonna think on the good things, think on what the Lord has done for me. I'm gonna think the good, good things. What I think is what I'm gonna be.
When I think about despair, I will only get depressed.
When I dwell on trouble, I will trouble be.
But if I fill up my mind with the goodness of the Lord,
He will make me more like Him.
So what's a standout among your favorite song openers for any of those wonderful videos?
Yeah, you take great care with the opening songs of a homecoming video.
Huh.
You know.
Huh.
What's one of the
top ones for you?
I always love Turn Your Radio On. I mean, in fact, I think that opener with Gloria and I talking up, if I look back at older videos, I think that was pretty good, really. Yeah. And it was so true.
Welcome and listen in to a radio station where the mighty host of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on. I can't tell you what a friend this old radio was to this kid growing up in Indiana back in the early 1950s. Because I could go to cities like New York, Chicago, London, Los Angeles. But my most favorite cities were places like Dallas, Memphis, Nashville, and Atlanta, because these were the places that had 50,000-watt radio stations that could beam up to Indiana my favorite kind of music, with groups like the Statesman Quartet, and the Blackwood Brothers, the Lefevres, the Spear Family, the Goodmans, the Florida Boys. The list goes on and on and on. And through the radio, these people became very dear friends to me.
Yeah, Bill, when you and I started getting serious about each other, you took me aside one day and said, if we're going to be together, I think there's something else you need to know about me. He brought me out to his parents' farm and up into this very room where he'd grown up as a child and began to play me some old records, even some 78, some of these groups he's been mentioning. And I listened to the music and I watched him, and I realized that this was more than just a hobby, a passing fancy, that this was an important part of his life. And actually, those records began a pilgrimage that led us both to wonderful writers like Ira Stanfield, Mosey Lister, Stuart Hamlin, Doris Akers, that probably began to inspire us to write too. And of course, that day, Bill, you had to show me the famous radio.
And you know, the exciting thing about the radio was this, that you really had to use your imagination. I can remember back as a kid, I'd try to remember what a Ben Spear would really look like, or a Brock Spear, or a Hovey Lister, or a Howard Goodman. And then when I finally met them in person, it was quite an exciting thing for me. But today, it is even more exciting because these people who became dear friends to me through the radio are coming to our hometown. Yeah, right here in Alexandria, Indiana at Pine Brook Studios. And we're kind of recreating the old radio days and singing a lot of the great songs that we used to sing then. With all day singing and dinner on the ground, it's going to be great.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Oh yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio
on.
Oh yes, turn your radio on.
Dance, glory, share.
Glory, share.
Turn your lights down low.
Oh yes, turn your lights down low.
And listen to the message in the air. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
You're listening to a celebration of 120 years of Bill Gaither. It's actually 90, right here on Homecoming Radio.
90 years of Bill Gaither on Homecoming Radio.
In the precursor to the homecoming, and Gloria tipped me off on this, back in a neighboring town, I like to say Alexandria is a suburb of Anderson. Up in Anderson, Bill got a job, and part of this job was assembling voices in a choir in different variations called South Meridian Sings.
This troubled world is not my final home.
So how old would you have been here?
I was old enough to know better. I tell you that, I thought I could direct a choir. Boy, that's an interesting thing to keep a choir to get.
Yeah.
South Meridian. And we made that record. That was an LP before I think most people were trying to do LPs, called South Meridian Sings. I went to the board and asked them if they'd back it up because it could have cost $500. They said, I don't think so. Well, would you care if I would do it on my own? I said, yeah, you want to, go ahead and do it. The first one sold out before we even had a chance. Wow. a chance to get it. So I was going to do South Meridian too. So the board comes up. Now, when do you want to do that? I said, I don't need the help now. I'm out of the out of the shoot. But it was, yeah, that's when I started mixing some of the stuff we'd written and Stuart Hamlin, oh my lands.
But you would take soloists and you would take trios you would take the choir.
The things of earth will dim and lose their value. If we recall, they're only borrowed for a while. And things of earth that cause the heart to tremble, remembered there, will only bring a smile. This weary world with all its toil and struggle may take its toll of misery and strife, but the soul of man is like a waiting eagle. When it's released, it's destined for the sky.
An Indiana church choir under the direction of a very young Bill Gaither, kind of a precursor to what we know now as the Homecoming series, if you think about it. Celebrating Bill Gaither's 90th birthday with some messages from old friends like Dr. Chuck Swindoll.
Hi, Bill. I want to welcome you to the ranks of the 90-year-olds. I really have no idea you were even over 80. You wear it well, my friend, and I congratulate you for that. I'm sure that Gloria has something to do with how well you look and how happy you have remained through the years. And I commend you for keeping a great attitude of gratitude as the years have stacked up. But happy birthday from Cynthia and me. We love you dearly. I want to thank you especially, Bill, for helping our world to sing in these last decades. We have enjoyed your music. We all sing it, and we all love it. And you have given us so many wonderful original pieces to sing, and they've been just delightful for young and older alike. So thank you for that. I want to thank you also for providing for us so many new talents, people that we would have never met or been blessed by. You found them, you helped mentor them, they sang with your group, and then you released them so generously to the world around, and we all have benefited from them. So thank you for making the most of your years by pouring your life into others, as well as into the pieces of music that you have provided for us. Let me leave with you a great verse of scripture that reminds me of you often. It's found in Colossians 3, verse 16. Paul wrote, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." You are a marvelous model of that, Bill. And I've loved that about you through the decades that I've known you and respected you. I hope your birthday is a wonderful day and that many will come around you and tell you how much you have meant to them. I love you dearly. Happy birthday, Bill Gaither.
Pastor Chuck Swindoll.
I thought getting older would take a lot longer than it did. Seems like day before yesterday, I was just a little snotty-nosed kid, and that shock of hair that I had back there went away and hid. Yeah, it did. But I thought getting older would take a lot longer than it did.
Well, I'd have thought for sure Jesus would have come back, but now
thought he would.
I still believe someday I'll see him riding that big white horse through the clouds. I believe it even more right now than I did when I was a kid. Still, I thought getting older would take a lot longer than it did.
Appropriate for Bill Gaither's 90th birthday celebration. Hey, Mark Lowry caught up with Bill Gaither and talked about this monumental record called Alleluia.
The first Christian record. It was actually just a musical at first, and then you made a demo of it, and it sold a million copies.
Yeah, the ironic thing about that, it was just made to be a demo for church choirs.
Church choirs, right.
But it was a special work, and Bob McKenzie introduced us to an arranger named Ron Huff, an upcoming arranger.
Not a bad one.
Not a bad one. And he took our songs uptown. We had these little country tunes. I remember one of the tunes in there. You ask me why my heart keeps singing, why I can sing when things go wrong. But since I found the source of music, I just can't help it. God gave me this song. And that's all they know in Alleluia. But we had too many nights without God's promise, too many days without a song. Then Jesus came and gave life meaning. Day after day, the song goes on. For since I found the source of music, I just can't help it. God gave the song. Ron said, that little song you got, God gave the song, said, would you mind if I did some changing in it? And it came back, and he had this part in the middle where the armies marched against and everything. He said, do you like it? I said, I love it. So when we got ready to publish the musical on that particular song, Bob Benson was kidding one time. He says, yeah, God may have given you that song, Bill, but I think he gave a little bit more of it to Rod, huh?
You ask me why my heart keeps singing, why I can sing when things go wrong. But since I found the source of music, I just can't help it. God gave the song. Come walk with me through fields and forests. We'll climb
Yes, God gave the song. The song's always been with us. The song came into our world through a manger in Bethlehem. It was a simple little song, a simple, lovely song for every man to sing. Right from the first, some tried to ignore it. They said, there's no song. It simply doesn't exist. Others tried to change the tune. They made laws to stop it. Armies marched against it. They killed some who sang the song. They screamed at it in fury. They tried to drown it out. Finally, they nailed that song to a tree. And they said to themselves, there,
That should take care of that. But it didn't.
What's that I hear? I still hear that music day after day. His song goes on.
Sandy Patty and Bill Gaither, our birthday boy, at 90. And when you talk about the song and birthdays, you have to have the birthday song. Here, with a special treat, are the Voices of Lee.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
You're listening to a celebration of 90 years of Bill Gaither on Homecoming Radio.
Here now is a clip of Mark Lowry with Gloria.
Gloria, of all the songs that you and Bill have written, why do you think Because He Lives has had the greatest impact on people around the world?
It's been a big surprise because it was such a personal song. And maybe that is the reason, maybe because it came out of just some real regular things in our lives. It was written in the 70s, actually in 1970, right at the end of the whole 60s situation in the world. Everything was pretty much in turmoil in the news for a decade. The Vietnam War and the whole civil rights movement was at the peak of the turmoil that was tearing America apart. Turned out to be a good thing, but at the time it was chaotic. And we were expecting our third baby, and we were reading the newspaper saying, why in the world would anybody bring a baby into a world like this? I mean, what's it going to be like when this child has to face it? We went through a real dry spell in our writing where we didn't write for 6 months or more, and wondered if that well was gone, was dried up. And through a series of events, after Benji was born and we held that little boy in our arms, it sort of dawned us, you know how theological things that you say all your life kind of dawn on you finally, and we realized that you don't do what you do and get married and have kids and go on with your life because the world is stable. You do all that because Christ is real and the resurrection is true and life wins.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because he lives. Sing it with us.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
And then one day we'll all cross the river and fight life's final war. Hey.
And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he reigns.
Never gets old. And celebrating 90 years of Bill Gaither, well, you just can't condense and contain that to 1 hour. So we're back next time with part two of the Bill Gaither at 90 celebration. Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com. And there you can also find dates where Bill will be appearing quite soon. Back next time for part two of the Bill Gaither 90th celebration here on Homecoming Radio. See you then.